Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Today I have an exciting event recommendation for all handmade goods and craft lovers. The Fukuoka Handmade and Zaka Festa will be held for 2 days this weekend on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th at the Fukuoka International Center. This is one of the largest handmade and craft events in Kyushu, featuring approximately 660 booths from all over Japan. The venue will be packed with a wide variety of items, including handmade crafts, accessories, home decor, furniture, ceramics, gardening goods, and craft materials. But that's not all. Workshops will also be available, where visitors can experience making things by hand. Great for both adults and children to enjoy together. Additionally, the event features a rest area, food stalls, and even outdoor kitchen cars, making it easy to spend the whole day exploring. This year's theme is Ideas for a Comfortable Lifestyle, so you might just find the perfect items to refresh your home or start a new lifestyle this spring. It's also a great chance to discover one-of-a-kind, unique handmade pieces. So why not take a trip to the Fukuoka Handmade and Zaka Festa this weekend and enjoy a day filled with creativity and inspiration.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, to continue, I have some information from Fukuoka City. March and April are busy months for moving house, and as a result, the consultation desks at your local ward offices may be quite crowded. The period between March 21st and April 11th are especially busy with wait times of 2 to 3 hours, so if you can, try to avoid that period. However, that's not always possible, and if you find that you're too busy on weekdays to submit the notification of your move to the ward office, then you'll be glad to know that there are several weekend days when the offices are open for paperwork related to moving in or out of the city. On Sunday the 30th of March and Sunday the 6th of April, Fukuoka City ward offices and their branches will be temporarily open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to take paperwork in regards to moving in or out of the city. There's also an online service available to make reservations with the ward offices to take care of moving procedures. Reservations can be done via smartphone, but must be made by 8:30 a.m., 5 business days before your desired date. You just need to send the date you want to go in and information about your address change. With this system, an appointment can be easily arranged, and the process at the consultation desk will take less time. If you're moving out of Fukuoka City, you do not have to go to the ward office to report your move out. You can do so by mail or online if you have your My Number card. However, please note that if you're moving out of the country, you can't submit your notification online, so be aware of that. If you're moving within Fukuoka City, you do not need the notification of the move out of your previous residence. You just need to submit notification that you have moved into your new residence. If you have any questions, you can check with the ward office using a telephone interpreter. The telephone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. Tell them what ward you're living in and that you would like to discuss moving procedures. One more process that you should remember when moving is to make sure you call to have your water turned on or turned off. You'll need to have the notification of your move for this. Please call at least 4 business days before you move to arrange this. The phone number for that is 092-532-1010. Again, that number is 092-532-1010. Phone calls will be accepted in languages other than Japanese. And this process can also be done online. Just search for the Fukuoka City official website for this. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.